Blog Talk Radio.
Apologize for that because I was in earlier Blog Talk Radio, and even now the engineers are having a problem with our music on the air, so I had no way to stop it, so we had to listen to the whole song. So I apologize for that long of an entry, but also I hope you enjoyed the music. So welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Dina every Sunday at 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. One question per caller, please. One question per caller, please. We'd like to be fair with everyone. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. She's a psychic, Reiki master, and teacher. Miss Nina also helps with readings as well. The phone number is area code 646 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. If you desire a more in-depth reading from me, I have 40-plus years of experience. You can contact me at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Click on the icon Intuitive at the top of the page, or you can send me a message at the same site, or you can send me a message over on Facebook on the Essence of Success Network. While at the website, you can also enjoy past shows that are archived, news, sports, entertainment news, and hot topics. Thank you. Now, I was off last Sunday because I'm not going to apologize, but I was off because I had such a horrible migraine headache. But, of course, today I'm just on fire. I feel great today. So if you didn't get a chance to read the June horoscopes, you can go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and they are listed for the month of June. I want to say happy birthday to all you Gemini folks, and God bless you, and I hope you're enjoying your birthday month. Mercury retrograde is still continuing. It started on May 19th, and it ends June 11th. Some people may have it on their calendars June 9th, so I have it as June 11th, so let's just see 3 days anyway to, you know, it can change. You want to mark your calendars. The new moon is the 16th of this month. So you want to mark that on your calendar. June 16th is the new moon. Okay, and I'm going to do a prayer. As we always start with a prayer, and then we'll go to the calls. And remember, Miss Nina is in the chat room, and she'll be on the line with us. Okay, dear love, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us and bind what's bruised in us. Heal what's sick in us and lastly revive whatever peace and love that has died in us to be re-alive in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. I hope everybody had a wonderful week. Today is Sunday here in Washington, and I tell you, the sun is out in the next 5 days. It's supposed to be, I believe, in the 80s, the low 80s, so that's fine. But just having a good day in the life, as I hope you all are as well. Okay, well, let's begin. Our first caller is area code 252. Welcome to Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina. And maybe she'll be on. It's just going around and around and around. Come on. 252.
Area code 252. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Go ahead, 252. The thing is just twirling. But go ahead.
Hi. I was wondering, do you guys see me moving this year, or will I stay here for a couple of more years before I decide to make my, you know, pilgrimage back into the world, the real world?
Okay, and what's your first name, please?
My name is Keisha.
Okay, Keisha. All righty, let's see what they have for you. Two came up real fast, so I'm assuming that's 2 years. As real fast, the number two came up. So you are going to be moving. That's without a doubt. You're moving in 2 years. Sorry, you got to be where you're at for a minute, but there's still some more lessons to be learned there. So I think you know that. Once you work through that or whatever you need to do, then, yeah, you'll be free to move spiritually, mentally, and physically. Yep, 2 years.
That's
two
after
years.
I finished school.
And I see you moving. You know what? And you're moving to the West Coast. I don't know why I even see
Oregon
or Washington. Yep. I see Oregon or Washington.
Yeah, some people say
California around you.
I was thinking, somebody told me California, but I was thinking more of the Mexican coast. I mean, you know, Alabama, Florida area. But now you're saying I'm going back to Washington State.
Well,
Washington
it's the
don't
West
like
coast,
me.
So that's why I say Washington or Oregon. Yeah, but it's water around you. So it's either the West Coast. I didn't pick up anything on the East. So it's
no,
the West Coast.
The East Coast. Yeah,
the West Coast, but the water's around you. So it's either California, Oregon, or Washington State. But I felt more Oregon or Washington State.
You think I'm going back into that area? Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay,
yeah.
Oregon, y'all expect
me back.
It's
calmer.
I thought they kicked me out. I didn't think they would want me back.
Well, like I said, California, Oregon, or Washington, but Oregon and Washington were the two prevalent ones. But I see that you're calmer. This move, actually, in 2 years, you're a lot calmer. You're not as agitated or intense.
Okay.
So
well, that's good.
When you make that move, it's like the right time, right place, right moment for you to do that. That's why I said where you're at right now, you got a couple more, three more lessons to learn. And then you'll be done. They'll be done. So when you move, there's nothing. You know what I mean? There's no baggage or carry-on. You're out. Yeah.
I'm out. See ya. Peace. See you later.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the truth. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Keisha, and have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling.
You do the same. No problem.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller, area code 484, are you on? 484, you're on the air.
Hello.
Nina, hello, is this 484?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and your name, please?
My name is Tonetta.
Oh, hi, Tonetta. How are you, young lady? We haven't heard from you in a minute. What you up to?
Well, I've been through a lot. I ended up falling a whole flight of stairs, broke the leg, broke the ankle, was on bed rest, terminated from my nursing home job because I fell. I'm doing good. I'm not in any more pain. I'm walking. Everything is back to normal. So now I moved. I'm in a new house that I'm renting, and I just am seeing what do you see coming up here in my home environment or whatever. I'm open to whatever you have to tell me.
Well, first off, I want to tell you, you know how old folks will say, well, I don't know if you ever heard this cliche before, but a hard head makes a soft ass. The universe had to bring you down in order for you to move and get out of that environment. I mean, where you're at now is fine, but you know you should have moved a long time ago. You should have been out of there. You really should have. So it was a universe way of incidents happening so that you would move and do something new in your life, which you are doing. You are doing. Things are better. You're right. Your health is better. You're in a better environment. Your spirit should even feel better, doesn't it? Spiritually, don't you feel even better? You feel like a relief.
Right.
Yeah,
and
like
the reason
relief,
I had
like,
fall... Yeah, the reason I fell is because I was in the process of moving. I was carrying boxes down from the second floor, and that's when I fell the whole flight of stairs.
Well, that was telling you, you can't move too fast. Get the hell up out of here.
Right.
Which you did. So you know what? I want to tell you, number one, congratulations, and God bless you for making that move, because now the change is just going to get better and better in your life. It's just going to get better and better. So that's good for you, Tonetta. Watch how things are going to improve. Things are going to start coming to you. When I say things, I mean like love life, jobs, friends.
Right,
because
I'm in between. Right, I'm in between jobs. There's no one in my love life right now, so I don't know what's going to go on.
No, it'll all come. Don't, you know, once you're totally healed, apply again for jobs, not at the place you were at. I'm glad it was time for you to leave there as well. So,
right.
You know, you continue in that work and that vein now. I'm not telling you don't. But the place that you were at, it was time to go. So, hey,
right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You're out of there. So now when you apply again, what I see in the future is you're happy. I see you smiling at your new job. So stick with the thing that you're at as far as where you work. But, yeah, I see that you're happy. It's like once you made this move, your whole environment changed.
Yes.
For the better, you know, for the good.
Yes.
Let's put it like that. Not trials and tribulations, but joy and happiness. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. So you did good. Listen, lady, you did good. You didn't need me to tell you that. You did good.
And I hope I find a nice man that's coming too.
Oh, that'll happen too, because your whole environment changed. Everything is new now that's coming towards you. New male,
good.
New friends, new job. Everything is new. So just look at this as a new beginning. It's like, okay, this time I know it's going to be righteous for me, and it will. That's why I said even the job, I see you down the line. You're just smiling. You're happy. It's like, wow, why wasn't I here instead of the
right.
other place years ago? Yeah.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So that's,
well, that's
okay.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes, it is. You're doing really good. My father had this cliche. He said, you know, sometimes you got, no, not sometimes, you got to crawl before you walk. But once you stand up, you better start running. And that's
right.
what you're doing right now.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep, you're doing that right now. Well, thank you so much for calling. You know, it's always a joy to hear from you, but it's even more joyous to hear the good news. That makes me
yes.
happy, Tonetta. So
that's
God
good.
Bless you. You're on a good path now, girlfriend. Just continue
all right,
in that vein.
You.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Just continue in that vein. You're doing good.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. And thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
All righty. Okay. Let's see. Next caller. Area code 786. I think, yeah. Area code 786. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Samantha. Hi.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm doing great, actually. How are you? I'm hoping you're better from the migraine.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. That's not something I normally get. In fact, I'm not a person who really gets headaches. But for some reason, I went to bed Saturday night with it. You know, people do that. You take a Tylenol, whatever, go to bed, wake up the next day. Hey, it's another day in the life. I woke up and my head was still pounding like somebody was beating the crap out of my head. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I've gotten
those. It's
kind of
hard to concentrate when you're hurting, you know, to help somebody else. So that's why I canceled the show. It's not fair. I'm an honest person and so is Nina. And I don't believe in, you know, if I'm not fully 100%, how can I help you? So that to me
very
is just
true.
Not fair. Yeah. So anyway, so tell me what's going on, Samantha, what you need to know. You said things are going good. Who's that guy around you, this light-skinned guy I see around you? He's funny, too, good-looking.
I don't know. I was actually going to ask about love life. I mean,
I'm
applying for a new job, but I don't know.
Samantha, there's a light-skinned guy. Man, he's a cutie pie, too. Tall. He's on the slender side. I wouldn't call him skinny, but slender. You know, he's like about 6 feet two, but he's on the slender. Yeah. Taurus. He's a Taurus. Man, you two are getting ready to meet up pretty quick here. In a week to 10 days. You're going to meet this guy. Where are you going to meet him at? I see you two talking, and you're why don't I get the word joshing? Joshing? That's not his name, but I see you two talking, and you're laughing, and you're flicking your hair. Where are you meeting this guy at? You're out and about, so that's how you two run into each other. They're not showing me, Samantha. But they're giving me a time, like a week to 10 days, that you'll run into this guy. So just remember, he's light-skinned, he's tall, he's slender. He could have curly hair, little baby curly hair, or he could be bald. And he does have a baby ring in his left ear, a baby hoop in his left ear, yeah. And he is a businessman. So, yeah, he works for a corporation. He's a businessman. I don't know. It's just kind of like a fluke that you two running together, but he would definitely be interested in you, Samantha, no doubt. I see that. It's not like, oh, hi, how are you, or thank you for opening the door, you know, and he's like, oh, so how's your day going? Girl, make that snap in your neck and turn around. Oh, fine. How are you? you know, that's your opening to the conversation with this gentleman. But, yeah, he's a cutie pie. When you see him, you'll be like, oh, let me stop and talk. You know, don't just like, yeah, I'm doing fine and keep walking. No, do that neck. Whoop. Hi. Oh, it's a nice day.
Wow.
You know, so in other words, use your womanly wiles. But remember, this is coming up now within a week to 10 days, so just keep your antennas up while you're out and about, you know.
Oh, I definitely will.
You know what? And I see that this guy has something, wait a minute, he has something to do with the new job you're getting. Hold on.
Oh. Wow.
Let me see. Do you meet him in the office? Yeah, it's job related. It's like you run into him at the office. Very polite man. That must be it is, but it'll be on your new job. So the only thing I'm going to tell you, what the angels are telling me right now, if you two have a relationship, you're going to have to keep it very quiet because you both work for the same company, not in the same division. Believe that. He's way up there. You're not in the same division, but you both work for the same company. So you just, you know, have to keep it on the down low.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit. And I'm getting Jeff, the name Jeff. So write that down. I'm getting the name Jeff. So evidently the job that you're applying for, you get that job, you're going to meet him either inside the company or right outside the company, either as you're going in or coming out or either right after your interview. So,
oh, wow.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Like I said, honey, you'll know because he is a cutie. They're showing me he's a cutie pie. Just slender. I mean, I don't know. Some women, you know, they like, man, a little thick, medium build or something like that. So, I mean, I'm not saying that as a down thing. I don't know what type of man you like. But,
that's
you know,
fine
he's not fat. He ain't big by no means, but he's not skinny either. He's just slender. So
that's fine.
I know you don't want no bones cutting you, honey.
Oh, no. Jesus. Oh my God. Like, you really like just took all the questions I had out of my mouth and out of my head. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope that I was able to help you and give you some good news, which it is. So whatever job you're applying for, you're going to get it. So if it's two or three right now, one of those jobs is going to come through for you. And just remember, Jeff.
Thank you so much, Lena.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a wonderful week. And you know what? When you apply for the job, you claim it. So I'm going to tell you congratulations. And next time you talk to me, you should have a job. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And have a wonderful week and enjoy the weather.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're most welcome. My board is just messing up so bad. I don't know. Well, let's try this. Area code. Nina, do you see this?
I'm not having any problems, Lewis. My board is clear. Are you on area code 805?
I'm getting ready to do 856.
I thought you just
did. But do you see all the circles where I
talk
to people? Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, man. I got five circles going.
Okay, I will click them on.
I mean, no. I've talked to him. Well, here, let's go
Hello.
To 856. Yes,
this is. Hi, it's Stacy. How are you?
Hi, Stacy. What area code are you calling from?
856. I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, you are calling from 856. Now, see that? It's not even... Nina, the red is not even on. I haven't even clicked her, but she's on. Okay, but anyway.
Huh? I put her on.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Okay, 856, I'm sorry. What is your name again?
Stacy.
Okay, Stacy. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. What can we help you with today?
I am asking a question about romance and finding the right person, because lately it seems that all I have are either nice people and they're not for me, or I figure out they're an asshole and just part real quickly before I even pursue, and just looking for the right, you know, a good person.
Yeah, toads. I know you were dealing with toads.
I am. I think I have something on my forehead.
No, no, you don't. Stop it. Don't even say that. just remember now, we are in Mercury retrograde, and you never want to begin a new relationship, and this started the 19th of May and ends June 11th. So you never want to start a relationship. You can talk to people and enjoy their company, but to get serious, you want to do it after. And why I say that, Stacey, is because if you do it during Mercury retrograde, it doesn't work out. Eventually, whether it's a month from then or weeks or a year, something's going to happen that that relationship is not going to work out. It'll be foul. So that's why they always say during that three-week period, wait till afterwards, and then put your feelers or accomplishments back out there, what you want to, you know, what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. Stacy. Okay, angels, what do you see for Stacy? Ooh, I see a bubble butt guy. Who in the world is that?
I have no
like
idea.
Looks like a penguin off of Batman. You know anybody that... Oh, my God. I do. They're showing me a bubble butt. He's got a big butt. I mean, that's what they're showing me. But then when I look at his face, it looks like the penguin. And I think of Batman when I see the penguin. So, oh, no, no, honey. This ain't love life. This is somebody that's just passing through. I'm just letting you know you'll meet somebody like this. But, no. You know, it's like, oh, hey, hey, how you doing? And keep a pushing. But I'm just letting you know he is, excuse me, you will run into him. I see a guy right now in a checkerboard suit. That's really weird. It's a black and white checkerboard suit. I mean, can we call the fashion police, please? Oh. He's medium built. Well, what is it? There's something odd about him. He's very passionate. I don't know. He's got a haircut like a crew cut, military. A military cut. What do they call it? The buzz? The buzz cut?
Yeah.
That's what I
see. Yeah.
He's got a military cut. So let me ask. Is he a military? Oh, retired. Young. Oh, okay. He was in the military, but he went in young, like at 18. So he's 20 years or whatever. Yeah, he's retired. So he's 48 to 52 is his age.
I'm 53.
Okay, so he's right in there. You know, he's right in your five-year span. I always say, you know, whatever your age, give you 5 years before your age, 5 years after your age.
Exactly,
so right in there. He's right in there. Yeah, but he works for a business, or he has his own business. So, I mean, he is retired military, so, you know, he gets that check every month. But I see him in a business. So that's what I'm trying to, like, what business? Carpet, linoleum, flooring. He's in a flooring business. Anything that has to do with floors. He's the other owner. Okay, it's two owners. I'm seeing it really good. They got 5 to 7 people that work for them, and that's what they do. They install carpet and tile. Yeah, carpet and tile. So, yeah, it's him and another guy. And the other guy is even a little bit younger than him. But anyway, they forged together this business. They're doing good. They're doing really good in this business. Let's see, Stacy, I'm going back to that checkerboard suit. Girl, that is so ugly. But I want to know, why are they showing me a checkerboard suit, black and white? Oh, maybe, no, he's not mixed. That's what I was wondering, like, well, could he be, is he mixed like black and white? But no. Hmm. Oh, maybe they were showing me the checkerboard for flooring? That can be pretty. I've seen that design, but not in a man's suit. He's not the best dresser in the world. You think? I got that angel a long time ago. Okay, he's not, that's why they showed me. He said he's a nice guy, but he doesn't know how to put clothing together. he'd be like, Stacy, does this look okay? What do you think? Because I'd be like, no, take that off. That ain't working. Okay, so now I understand. Because I just bothered me with the checkerboard suit. I was like, God, that's so darn ugly. But now I understand he's not the best dresser in the world. He needs a woman in his life to kind of show him. Military-wise, he was good, but in life today, stuff don't go together. Shirt and pants, he's okay. Suit, he needs help. Okay,
right,
so
well,
now we
I'm
know what business
that.
Is. Okay, well, now we know what business is in. So he's in flooring. How are you going to meet him? Let's see. Oh, jazz. I see him. He's sitting at the bar at a jazz concert or, you know, like a lounge. Not a concert, but like where somebody would, you know, maybe 50 folks, 40, 50 folks. That's why I said a lounge. But I see him sitting at the bar. He's looking over towards you right now.
I don't normally visit bars, though.
No, it's a lounge. It's like a jazz lounge where somebody sings. Yeah, that's why I said it's not that big. It's not like a concert. It's like maybe 40 or 50 people. I don't even want to call it a lounge. It's like a jazz place, intimate, not a lot of people, and singers, male, female, or even bands, but on the small scale, will come and perform at this place. So that's why, and I like I said, I see him at the bar, but he's turning around looking at you. You're in there because you're with a girlfriend and another guy. You're with a couple. Yep, you're with a couple, and you're sitting there at the table, and he happens to notice you. He looks towards you a few times. Yeah, it's a nice place. Kickback lounge. Like, you know, I would say 45 and up. It's not like some, you know, young place. You just sit back, have conversation, listen to the jazz, and, you know, and go home. So, yeah, you're going
when,
there. You're going
do you
there.
Do you see a time frame?
You're going with this couple to the jazz thing before the end of the month, so you will be, you will see him. But also, I'm getting a headache now, Stacy. Getting a headache on the front. What is it about him? Oh, don't act desperate. Okay. They're showing what he looks for in a woman. Don't act desperate. Act like a free spirit. That you do go to church now and then or believe in God. You're intelligent. Good looking. These are the things that he looks for in a woman. Yeah. Intelligence, good looking, a belief in God. A free spirit in life, you know, kind of going with the flow.
Mhm.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's pretty much how I am, you know, and I would never act desperate.
No. But I'm just telling you, they're showing me what. So two things, Stacey. I'm gonna say this. Look for him if you're out shopping. Not necessarily you shopping, but you're with a girlfriend. You know, some friends are a couple, and they're looking for flooring. When you go into a flooring company, please look around for this guy. Look around for him. Remember, he's got a buzz cut. Other than that, then look when you're at the jazz lounge.
Is he tall, short, thin, heavy? Like?
Excuse me. There's some water here.
God bless you.
Excuse me, just need to drink a little water. My throat was dry. Okay, I'm sorry. Say it again, Stacy.
I was just saying, is he dark, light, tall, short, thin, heavy, like just more than the cut?
No, he's tall. Yeah, he's tall.
Okay.
Medium built. This guy stays in shape. So
okay.
I'm going to tell you, he's medium. He's probably like maybe 175, 180 pounds, somewhere in there. But he's built. He's not skinny by no means. This guy is built. But remember, he's retired military. So it's in him to keep his body physically fit. Excuse me. Yeah, so that's just in him. But, yeah, medium built, white guy, buzz cut. He's got some unique eyes. They look almost greenish gray. Some beautiful eyes.
Any tattoos?
Oh, yeah. He's got one on his left arm. He's got
okay.
one on his left arm and on his right shoulder. Military, honey. It's not no
yeah,
woman or anything, just military, yeah. But that's
uh-huh,
cool. No,
that's
he's not
fine.
A tattoo freak, thank God. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. But no, I don't like, I mean, I have a tattoo of my kid's name on the side of my arm, but, you know, some people, they just get too carried away.
Yeah, mm. Well, the whole,
yeah, you know, it's like,
whole
man,
body,
I,
yeah.
Yeah, if I wanted to see a whole body tattooed, I'd have went in the place, you know, and looked at their book.
The worst is when they get tattoos in their early 20s and come 50, they're no longer that shape and they're no, you know, once you have them, even to take them off, it's horrible looking. So, yeah.
Well, yes. And I've mentioned this to people, like, you get tattoos now in your 20s, just think when you 30 years from now, when you're in your 50s, what is that tattoo going to look like?
Exactly. And your grandchildren
you know.
Are looking at the tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Granny, did you like him? What's John on your body for?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, that's something to look forward to. I've had,
yes.
you know, quite a few, you know, I've had dates and I've turned others down and I've broken things off. And just like I said, I'm very particular and I'm looking for the right person, not just anybody, you know. And so it's been a struggle, and lately I've met some real assholes. So it's nice
oh,
to know
yeah.
that maybe I'm going to meet a good person.
Oh, yes. He's a good guy. Other than his dressing, he's a good guy. Like I said, he's retired military. Him and another guy went in together and opened a flooring business. So, yeah, and he keeps his body tight. His body, from what they're showing me, looks good. But like I said, military. So he stays in shape. I mean, I know some guys, you know, they come out, they may let themselves go, but he didn't. That's probably why the buzz cut. He still got a lot of military values in him. Yeah.
Is he dark or light, like black hair or blonde?
Kind of blondish brown.
Okay.
Blondish brown.
And
he's
I guess no kind of name is coming to you in any way?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not picking
okay.
up any name. Just his looks and the kind of person he is. But
well,
no,
I appreciate I appreciate all that you told me.
Yeah, Stacy, he's a good guy. Like I said, he's a good guy. Financially, you don't have to worry about. Gentleman, most definitely. He is most definitely. And he's got a good head on him. Definitely for business, and that's understandable. When you meet him and talk to him, you'll know. So definitely head for business. But he's not dating anybody. He's single. I'm not picking up a marriage. If he was married, he would have been divorced years and years ago, like when he was in his 20s. So I don't see any woman. I don't see any children either. I don't
okay.
see any children around him. So, yep.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, so just look for him toward the end of the month, like I said. Either if you go with your friends and they're thinking of redoing their floors in their house or condo or something, or if you go out with a couple, because like I said, I saw a man and a woman that you're with at a table, to a jazz lounge, something that's intimate and quiet but nice. You know,
sounds
not all the
great.
Hoopla. Yeah, so. Now you got some things to look forward to shortly, so you're doing good, girl.
That I do.
Good.
Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, and you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling, Stacy, and if you think about me, give me a call later on and let me know how things, you know, turn out if you think about me at the end of the month.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you. Enjoy your week also.
Okay, and if nobody's told you they love you today, I do, girlfriend.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay.
All
right, right. Well, you're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And Miss Nina's in the chat room. You know, Miss Nina's a Reiki master and teacher, but also she is a psychic, too, and helps out, of course. Okay, Miss Nina.
Area code 805. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hi, okay. I'm Lennis. Hi, Nina. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good, thank you. My question is, I wanted to know if finances were going to get better because my credit cards are getting pretty high. I'm looking for a part-time job. I also enter sweepstakes and things like that. And did you see a windfall or anything coming my way? How does it look that way?
In a contest, no. I don't see money coming in from there.
No, I don't. I see money coming in from hard work. That's about it.
Yep, me too.
I've been pretty lucky with the sweepstakes. I've been very lucky. I won a car. I won a trip to Hawaii. I won a trip to Italy. I won a trip to Taiwan. I mean, yeah, it seems, I don't know, I'm just waiting, kind of, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's okay, but I'm saying, like, if you were looking to win, you know, $1 million or whatever to set you for the rest of your life, I don't see that. But,
right.
Yeah, but the things that you have won, yeah, those are blessings and gifts to you. Donna, finances.
I'm going to go see a man named Dusty in September, October. He's a friend of a friend. He lives in Hawaii, and he also has a place in Italy. And we've been talking on the phone, and you see anything with him and I coming about together?
Okay, that's your one question. So it's Gus, yes. That's his name?
Dusty.
D-U-S-T-E-T-Y?
D-U-S-T-Y, yeah.
I'm not, only thing I'm picking up on him, I see him with a hammer in his hand, hammering something. That's it. That's all I'm seeing. Nina, are you picking up anything?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not. All I saw real quick was a hammer, that he was hammering something, and that was it. So I'm not picking up anything on Dusty. I guess it's, you're going to have to see and wait and find out for yourself what's going on. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Sorry I couldn't help you more, but just neither one of us are picking up anything on him.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week.
You too.
Okay,
Nina.
Area code 610, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
610, who's this? 610. Hello.
Oh, they must be gone.
Okay, we'll go to the next call.
Next caller is area code 216, you're on the line with Lennis and Nina.
Hi, good afternoon. Hello, ladies.
Hi, who's this?
This is Candy.
Hi, Candy. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, ladies?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Nina?
Yeah. My question is, Lennis and Nina, I have been going through it. What do you see for me? I have been looking for something where I'm working from home. Because basically I'm on my children's schedule. I have a disabled son, and I have been unsuccessful so far. Do you see anything as far as working from home for me and anything financial?
Why am I picking up something in clothing? Do you do seamstress work?
I sew, I mean, with needle and thread, not with the sewing machine.
Okay, because I was going to say I got seamstress, like people would come
My
to
daughter
you.
Likes to do that, though. My daughter likes to create clothes and make clothes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm picking up from you, like, you know, if they needed a dress taken in or the pants or maybe pants lowered or something, that, you know, a seamstress, that you they would pay you and you make those repairs. It's almost like if you work for a cleaner's candy.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
every cleaner's has a seamstress, right? So that's a possibility for you to apply at some of the cleaners. But people just come in, you know, they have different alterations done. And you do this very well. You do it very good. So that's one option I'm seeing that, not your daughter, but she was a seamstress. But I see you, like, working at cleaners. Have you thought about applying at a cleaner's?
No, never.
Okay. Well, this
I've
is
never
my
thought
suggestion
about it.
While you're on the phone. Apply at different cleaners around your community or maybe just
yes.
outside your area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not more than 30 minutes from home. So that's what I'm saying, your community or right outside. And ask them if they have a position open because, you know, you can just cashier to do that. But ask them, do they have a seamstress on staff? And if they're looking for one, can you be the one to apply for the seamstress? So as people come in and they need alterations, they will pay you. Now, most seamstress at cleaners, they're not there Monday through Friday. They may come in like twice a week or three times a
yes.
week because, you know, they're going to give you the clothing. You either bring it home or I've seen it where some of them are right there in the business sewing, you know,
yes.
back there sewing. So, but anyway, I see this as a calling for you. Not only to do seamstress work, but just interacting with people coming into the cleaners, you know, to pick up their clothes or leave their clothes. You just have
yes.
a spirit about you that they're glad to use this business. Wherever that you're hired at, they're glad to come in, and part of that is because of you, of your spirit and your smile, okay? So
yes.
do think about that. Yeah, I see you being hired there, definitely. In fact, I'm getting the name Clark, C-L-A-R-K, or Chloe, C-O-L, something like that. Could be
yeah.
the name of the business. So just to let you know, you might want to jot that down.
Okay.
And this can come up pretty quick. I would say before the end of June, you're working.
Okay.
You're working, but I see you at the cleaners. So,
okay.
You know, they may need you as a cashier anyway. But to make extra money, you know, you'd be the cashier and the seamstress. But like I said, seamstress,
yes.
you wouldn't have to be there 5 days a week. But, yeah, you'd
yes.
have to come in maybe 2 or 3 days just to either pick up the garment. You might be able to do it right there. God, who knows, you know, it's your talent.
Yes.
So, yeah, but there you go. But, yeah, I see you working. Before the end of June, you're on the job at the cleaners working in seamstress. Yep. Let me ask Miss Nina. Miss Nina, what do you see?
I also saw you looking after another child.
Yes. Okay.
So you've got two possibilities there.
Oh, okay. Another child coming in. Okay. Have you thought about daycare? Well, maybe adult care, because you said you have a son you're taking care of. Have you even thought about that, too?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Because depending on your house,
care.
You can have a person or two persons there. Well, you know, because you're taking care of your son. But like Nina
yeah.
said, she sees another child coming. So, yeah, you know, something to think about. You definitely got options there, young lady.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And like I say, the what I saw in the cleaner store is a good interaction for you. It's like it gets you away from home
yes.
and meeting new people and stuff. And it just... I mean, you have a good spirit about you, but for you, you need this. Instead of always with the kids, the grandkids and all that, you need adult conversation in a
yes.
matter of speaking,
yes.
you know. So that's why I said that your spirit and your smile, that not only will people maybe come one time, they'll keep coming back, but it's because of you, your energy.
Okay.
And they're like, you know what, I like this cleaner. I'm going to come back here. Is Candy on duty? I need to put some clothes in. Is she here? You know. for me. Yes. And so that's all good for you. It's good for the owners, good for the business, and it also raises your pay. You know what I mean? So, yeah,
yes.
It's good all the way around. And you can sit and talk to them and tell them, well, you know, I can work. You know, I have a son at home, so I can do 3 or 4 days a week for you guys, you know, and do some alterations. You're like, oh, great.
Yes.
When can you start?
Okay. What do you see financially?
Well, I can only answer one. I'm sorry, Kent.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Oh, you're most welcome, and thank you for calling, and congratulations on your job at the end of the month.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a good week, Candy, and thank you for calling
in,
lady.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lena, area code
313.
You're on the air.
I'm sorry.
Area code, 313 just dropped. Okay, area code 917, you're on the air with me.
Okay, 917, who's this?
Hi, Lennis and Nina. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you today?
Just fine, enjoying a nice Sunday evening. My question concerns a job change. Do you see anything like that coming up for me in the near future?
Yes.
Tell me more.
You're very mobile. You don't mind traveling if you have to for a job, which is good. You're very mobile. That's an advantage, especially looking for a job. If it's not close to home, you know, sometimes a little bit of a distance. Okay, I'm seeing chandeliers. A beautiful chandelier is hanging right in front of me. So I know you're asking me about a job, but I'm trying to, what is a chandelier? Is it in lighting or what do I want to say, designing in the house, you know, different furniture, whatever that goes with what? I mean, it's huge. It's a huge chandelier. So that's got to be in a house. Oh, designing. Have you thought about designing? Like if a person, you know, doesn't know like what goes where in their house or how would this look or is it something cost effective? Have you thought about doing stuff like that?
No, I didn't really think that's where my talents lay.
Huh. Okay. Home design. Let me write that down. Let me see you in home design. Okay, let me write that one down. Let's see what else. Miss Nina, what are you seeing? I just keep seeing the chandelier, and it's coming to me like home design. Something has to do with the home.
I'm actually not seeing anything.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I am. I'm seeing the chandelier, but I'm just trying to understand the chandelier, a big chandelier hanging. I mean, chandelier is beautiful, but that's in a home, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me. So I'm trying to think what's, I don't know. I just keep getting home design. So that's the best I can tell you, Ellen. Something that's in home design or what do they call people that go in and design? Nina, I can't think of the word. That's who
interior
I think you as, Ellen. I'm sorry.
Interior.
That's it. Thank you. I couldn't get that word. Interior decorator. That's you. Ellen, I don't know if you've been in that direction or not, but that's what I see you as, an interior decorator. Yep, now, that makes sense to me. And you're good at it. I mean, you know how to make a house look good where the lamps go or the tables. That's what they're showing me. You may think you don't have talent there, but the angels do. They think you have a talent there. That's why I said I saw this big chandelier, just beautiful, beautiful. So think about that in that particular field. You know, maybe during your life you told your friends or whatever what looks good in their house or apartment, and it was a pretty good idea. So, yeah, just think about it.
I will.
Think about it. But that's the only thing I'm picking up is home design. Interior decorating, something in the home, that's the job for you. You know, my suggestion is to speak with somebody that you know in that field. Even if it means, you know, you just go by a business one day and say, you know, I'm just curious. I was thinking about maybe going in that direction. Can you tell me about interior decorating?
Yeah. That is certainly something to think about. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, Ellen, and I'm sorry I didn't pick up any more, but that's what I picked up was home design, so, and I saw you being very good at it. What you
okay.
think you can't do, girl, please, you could throw it down. You'll surprise yourself.
Well, again, thank you so much.
You're
All
welcome.
Right.
Thank you for calling, Ellen, and have a wonderful week.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
All right, Lennis, we're going to go to area code 313, if I can bring it up now.
Hello? Okay. 313, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Trish. How are you ladies today?
Fine. Trish? Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Trish. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, we're doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad to be speaking with you again. I spoke with you before, and it was wonderful. And I do have two questions, but one is I just really want to know the name of your book again so I could get it.
Oh, it's Are You Ready? The one that's already out, and it's a book of poetry.
All right.
You know what?
In December? It came out in December?
No. It's been out for a few years. I got another book that's coming out pretty quick here, but...
That may be what
Tell
what
you
I was,
what, Trish, go to my website. Send me a note.
Okay.
Go to my website, The Essence of Success. I mean, don't hang up now, but I'm just saying for the book.
Right.
Go to theessenceofsuccess.com and just send me a note and say, this is Trish. I talked to you Sunday or whatever, and then I'll give you a call back and let you know or either write you back.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I just wanted to kind of see if the ancestors had love in there for me or something.
Oh, okay. She wants me to go way back. Oh, you got an ancestor lovey. Or lovey, a lady. And she's a disciplinarian. This is one of your guides. It's not a relative,
okay.
but she's a guy, and her name is Lovey. I want to go with Lovely because I'm seeing L-O-V-E-Y, but they also showed me L-O-V, Lovely. So I'll just go with Lovey.
Okay.
But anyway, she's a taskmaster. Man, she's that ancestor. She wants to make sure that you're doing the things that you're supposed to do. I see her like she's a protector, but she's also, I'll tell you, now I can really see her. She's like a professor in college. Okay, you know
okay.
you got this assignment to do, so maybe you got this event or committee meeting you need to go to. You know, even though you're working, you need to put all your ducks in a row and say, oh, wow, I really accomplished today. I worked. I went to the community meeting. I went to church, and now it's 9 o'clock at night. I feel pretty good. That's how she wants you to be.
Okay,
so when you feel like a little pressure on you, like, I feel like somebody's trying to push me around, Lord, that's just her wanting you to get everything lined up. And you will feel good. She knows this. That's why she's like a taskmaster, because she knows you. In the end of the day, as they say, you feel good. You're like, okay, all
right. Right,
there's also
right.
a gentleman back there, too. Now, this one is a little bit, his generation a little bit closer. He's an uncle. This uncle is a little bit closer. I would say, in fact, he is within this realm. I see 10 years ago.
Maybe left around 10 years ago?
Yeah, because he's not here.
Okay.
Of course, you know, he's not here in this realm. He's an ancestor for you. But I see this uncle. Now, this uncle, Claude, I'm not for sure I'm trying to see his name, but anyway, he is protective of you. This uncle is very protective. He's like your warrior. In other words, like if somebody came to your door, no, I'll put it like this. Say somebody came over to visit you, and, you know, they had a little bit of an attitude. You didn't understand it or know why, but you're sitting there visiting. Your warrior, when you call upon your uncle, he will shut them down. All of a sudden, that person could be like, well, girl, I got to get ready and go. You ain't going to know why all of a sudden they up and left. That's because your uncle's got your life. This heifer needs
I've
to go
I've had that
now.
Happen, too. Yeah, I've
mm-hmm.
had that
well,
happen.
That's your uncle. He
just
said
not,
this
that was recently.
Now.
Right.
Okay. Yep. So
right.
just remember, I'm sorry, I'm not, the only thing I could see was Claude or Clyde, maybe something close to that name. But anyway, you just call up and say, my uncle, the answer, my uncle that's my protector or my warrior. I want him to come forward. And, yeah,
okay.
he's around you. That's why I say he's recent. He's recent. He's not way back there like, you know, 30 or 40 years ago. He's recent, but he is your protector. He's your warrior. I see him. He has a sword in his right arm. In his right arm, he's holding a sword, and in the left, that's just free. It's just free standing there, yep. Because I see him standing there. He's fierce. He's fierce.
Okay.
So all you got to do, even if you get in an argument silently to yourself, say, Uncle, take care of this.
Okay.
You know, in your mind, say, Uncle, take care of this because I don't want to deal with this no more. And all of a sudden,
right.
something will change that will break that momentum, whatever that person is doing. You know, and then after mm-hmm. they leave or you leave, whatever, you can tell your uncle, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, so
okay.
Your uncle, you got Lovey, and there's a grandmother that's right next to you. I see that she sits next to you, almost like if you were at a piano, and she would sit there next to you and watch you play and listen. Mom Tyler, Toodles, something with a T. She's a grandmother, though, but she's always next to you, and I'll tell you why. It's her spirit of love in the heart. In other words, she sometimes helps you to see things like to look at yourself. You know, sometimes we can get mad and look at people and say, you know what? Why is that heifer over there acting that damn stupid? Well, your grandmother will say, baby, have you looked at yourself?
Yeah.
In other words, you'll reflect back. She's not going to say that vocally. And then she may, because spirits can, you know, be vocal too, audio. But she's just going to, like, tell you, I mean, you're just going to feel her, like, when you, you know, may say something nasty or, yeah, as they say, out the side of your mouth. We all do it. But for her, she'll be like, baby, come on. And you'll just feel it. Something will change in your mind, like, let me back up out of this. That's your grandmother. That's her telling you, no, come on, baby, come on. But in a nice way. You know what I mean? With her, you can feel it's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually get immediate symbols and signs, you know, when I need to know something or see something. So, I can see that.
maybe nothing
on the physical plane, love in the air, nothing like that.
I'd be answering another question. I can't tell you about your ancestors, so, yeah. But those three are there. Lovey, your uncle, and your grandma. Those three are there.
Okay.
And they are past life. The grandmother is past life. So, but I'll tell you something about the grandmother. When you decided to come back into this reincarnation, come back into this realm, she told you on the other side, I will always be with you. You'll never be alone.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just, you know, when we come into this realm, we forget from the other side. But I see her. She told you. She said, when you come back, she said, I'll always be with you. You will not be by yourself.
All right.
That's
the
good side of you, Tricia.
Yes, it is. And that's a lot of love.
You got an excellent, amazing spirit about you. But I'm just saying that we all have good and bad in us. But, you know, sometimes the spirits or the angels try and like, come on now.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
We'd be like, I'm fixing to clock this. And ancestors, I said, the angels, the guides, the ancestors are like, So.
Right.
Some things we don't want to get involved in. So, but you're doing good. I mean, just remember those three, your grandmother, Lovey, and your uncle. And your uncle, like I said, you can call on him, any of them at any time. But your uncle just silently in your mind when things are going or you don't want to be bothered. I don't care if it's a phone call. I'm like, damn, I don't want to talk to her right now. Just unk.
Okay, yeah. Get to take care of that for me. Right. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, great. Hey, that sounds good, though. I love to hear about the ancestors around me all the time. I appreciate that so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Trish, for calling. And you got to call me back.
I sure will.
I love that girl. But anyway, thank you for calling. And have a wonderful week.
No problem. Okay, you guys, too. Thanks a lot. All right.
You're most welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye now.
All right. Area code 515 on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, and who is this?
Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Me and Nina are loving this day. Okay. What's your question for us, Miss Carolyn?
I'm calling on behalf of a friend. She just recently got into a relationship, and... is it something that you see working out?
Okay, give me the first name of each one, and then I can concentrate. I can focus on the two. So her first name and his first name.
Carrie.
Okay. Okay, which is the male and which is the female?
Carrie's the female.
Is Carrie the female?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I need then. Okay. Because both names can be used either way, right? Terry and Chris can go male or female. Okay, Terry and Chris. Let's see. Chris loves sex. I'll say that, boy.
Yeah.
He can go for days. He's a good-looking guy. Let me see. What is it that Terry wants? She treated right. Okay, I understand that. Intellectual, be able to count 1 to 10. I can understand that. You know, the only thing I'm going to say as far as Terry and Chris, Terry may have to rein Chris in sometime. I know they both are young, so, you know, both can be ego-drawn. But she may have to rein him in because he's like almost like a free spirit. He loves her. But yet he wants his cake and eat it too, type of thing. And he doesn't think. I mean, he does things and he doesn't think about what he's doing. It's almost like we tell people, you let your mouth talk before your brain could set in. Well, Chris does things. And it's not really to be ugly or detrimental to him and Terry. It's just he's not thinking. You know, he does things like some woman could, I'll call you later. Call you what? You're what a woman already. What are you doing? Now you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like he's not thinking. He's not being a bad person, but it's like, no, you're in a relationship. You don't do that. But, yeah, I see him that he just doesn't think sometimes about some of the things he does. So Terry just has to rein him in and tell him, like, are you thinking? Did you think about your actions or your behavior when you did so-and-so? And it's not in a bad way. But you know what? It's to make him think. It helps him to be mature. That's what I'm trying to say. Chris is not as mature as Terry. Terry's got a lot more common sense than Chris does. So that's what I mean by she has to rein him in sometime and just teach him. She's a teacher and he's a student.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, so their
relationship is at the beginning. Well... I don't want to say he can be faithful. Let me put it like that. He can be faithful. But his actions sometimes he don't think could put him in, I don't want to say a bad way. maybe suspicion, but not necessarily saying that he messed up. But just not thinking. Just think of a man that does things without thinking. Sometimes he does this just out the kindness of his heart. But, for instance, what if at Chris's house, this woman comes up and says, oh, can I use your phone? She knocks on the door. Can I use your phone? You know, my car is dead out there, whatever. Now, most people would be cautious, right? But Chris mm-hmm. is so even-hearted. He'd be like, oh, come on in. You can, you know, use the phone. Hope it helps you out. Well, not knowing, how do you know that woman's not coming in to rob you later, right? So that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. He's not thinking. He's not a bad person by no means. He just does not have the maturity that Terry does. So that's why I say she has to work with him. And, yeah, he can be faithful. He can. He can be a good guy. I mean, I don't see him being a bad guy. I just see he's immature. So, you know, if she wants to take the time and be a teacher and teaching, hey, God bless. It's going to be a struggle. It ain't going to be all sweetness and nice, but it can be that the two of them can be together for quite a while. But, you know, that's going to take patience on Terry's end. And yeah. It'll be okay. Yep.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And have a wonderful week, Carolyn.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Lennis, area code 916. You're live on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hi, girls. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Fine. And you? And who's this?
It's Diana. I just have a few quick questions.
Okay, one question, Diana. If you want more, you got to go to my website. So one question, what do you want us to focus on, me and Nina?
That's fine. I was going by what you were doing for other people, that's all. Okay, what do you think about Jonathan? Is he any kind of a match for me?
For what, Diana?
Jonathan,
okay.
Is that going to be a romantic match or anything?
Diana and Jonathan. Let's see what we got going for you two. Well, he's interested, that's for sure. He's observing you, and he's a little cautious about who you are. I see him, like, really checking you out, who you are. Yeah. You know, I'll put it like this, how as a woman would check out a man credit or health, you know, has he been to jail, is he, you know, a con man or whatever. Okay, well, he's doing the same with you, checking you out. It's the reverse.
Cool.
Women do this, but he's doing it as a man. He is interested in you, but he's a little cautious about you, so he wants to check out some more things about you to see if it's going to be a good relationship. That's what I'm picking up. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
I'm picking up the same thing, Diana. He's really checking you out, so he's very interested.
Wow. Gosh, I just knew you would know. Okay. So that's all, then.
Yeah,
well,
that's all I got. Go ahead, Nina.
You enjoy your new relationship. Enjoy your new relationship.
Yeah, it's not there yet, but if that's what's going to happen, I will. I'll call you back and let you know.
Oh, please
do. Sounds good. Yeah.
I will. All right. One time I didn't even talk to you for 3 years. And then it's like, oh, look, she's still online. So I called you back. So,
thank you.
Great, because I remember 3 years ago I was living on the road. And I just needed a little bit of help staying positive, and you were like being a cheerleader for me.
Good. I'm glad.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you all.
You're welcome.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, area 347, you're live on the air with Lannis and Nina.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This is Sharon.
Okay. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Just waddling around here. Got a bad back, so I was trying to. You can probably hear me better now.
Yes, I can. You've got tension or stress in your lower back, don't you?
Oh, honey,
I'm
so
feeling
bad.
It right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tension and no. Sometimes I can feel I match my spirit to yours, so I feel my lower back is like tension and stress. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Okay, go ahead.
You know, I need some help with my dog. She's almost a year, but she would have been doing great. But somebody has been taking her and, training her to bite and, stuff like that. And I need to go see my daughter out of town, and I need to find a place to keep her and then maybe train her, work on her training. There really isn't much around here, and I didn't know if you saw a good place or somebody that could help her or who the hell it is that's been taking her, and then they bring her back. But
you know what? I'm going to give this one over to Nina because she's more into pets than I am, so I'm going to let her answer your question. Okay.
Okay.
Miss Nina?
I don't see a trainer involved at all. I see you being involved, but I do not see a trainer. You're going to have to spend extra time with your dog and teach her about love and respect. I think that's what she's lacking right now is the respect end of things. So just teach her to love you. Teach her that you love her.
Oh, yeah. No, she is so empathic. You know, I want to have her trained as a therapy dog. She wouldn't even need training if it hadn't been for these people. And I don't mean she doesn't bite anybody, not even other dogs. I mean they're taking sticks, you know, and teaching her that's how you play. So you know how a puppy will mouth on your hand or whatever?
Yeah.
That's what she's doing because she thinks that's how you play. But it's never mean. It's
okay,
just...
why is she around these other people?
No, they break in my house and they take her.
Pardon me? Then why
Excuse me?
Yeah, why aren't you phoning the police then?
I have. They won't help me.
Why?
Well, I think they're doing it. Because... she's shown all the behaviors, and I saw that they posted her picture on their website saying, this is our new police dog.
Go to your mayor, then. Go to the news, go to your mayor, do something, but stop this. That's your dog, your house. Nobody should be trespassing on your property.
Oh, I know that, but, you know, they flash their badges, and everybody thinks, anything they want is okay.
Well, maybe I'm naive because I'm Canadian, but that doesn't happen up here. If it does...
Well, I don't think it normally... I didn't expect it. That's why it was going on for so long. Because, who would think that anybody would do this? I didn't. I wouldn't. But I'm in a kind of secluded area, and... I was hoping maybe you guys could see the faces and point me in the right direction.
If your dog's picture is being posted on the website, there's where you should start.
Yeah, I already asked this one officer. I said, so, what about this Apollo? And he just said nothing and walked away. Because they didn't know I had her chipped and I already had her licensed and all of that. So it wasn't going to be such an easy steal, you know? Because I posted her picture right afterwards and said, this is my dog, da-da-da-da-da. But anyway, I need some help with teaching her that everything, undoing everything they've done.
Yeah, I can see that. Just go in with the love. That's all you can do is just give her the love, and she'll turn around. Very, very.
She really loves everybody. I mean, literally, my daughter was here with her three-month-old baby, and she slept on the bed with the baby all night, never bothered her, never rolled on or nothing.
Yeah, no.
She just gets excited. She's very sweet. She's very empathic. She, you know, I have that bad back that you picked up, and I had dropped something, went all the way down the stairs, and she instinctively just, you know, I just kind of sighed. And she instinctively went downstairs, got it, and brought it to me back up the stairs.
Oh.
And I had never even played fetch with her. I had not taught her anything, and I didn't say a word to her. She just knew I needed help.
Was she a police dog when you got her?
No, I rescued her from a, but she's that special breed that they love. She's a Dutch Shepherd.
Hmm.
I didn't even know what she was. No, she was, I rescued her from a place where she was so sick. She would have died if I hadn't taken her.
Well, and she knows that. So just give her the love. She's going to respond. All the things that they have taught her will go away with the love.
Okay. Do you see anybody that will watch her for me while I go out of town? Can you point me in the right direction? You know, I don't want to go to the wrong place.
All I see is a kennel, but I'm not seeing any names or anything, but I do see a kennel. I don't know what Miss Nina's picking up.
I'm picking up a friend.
Uh-huh.
You are? Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give any, what do they look like?
Well, it's your friend. It's your friend, honey. You tell me.
Oh, I, you know, I've really been estranged from all of my friendships because I was taking care of my mom and my health problems. So,
well,
I'm,
you know what? All I'm seeing is it's a friend, somebody that you were very close to or were very close to. They are more than willing to help you. So I think all you have to do is reach your hand out.
Okay, great. And do you see her being okay?
Yes.
And stopping?
Yes.
They're not going to... Okay, good.
As long as you
are... Right. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
I said as long as you are persistent in letting them know that you don't appreciate them doing the things they're doing, and you will out them.
All right.
Good. Good, because they're listening to this call.
Well,
you know, I'm going to tell you, they stalk me. And you know that call you had where they didn't say anything, area code 601?
Yeah.
That's them.
Isn't that
because
nice?
That has happened at several different shows. There's some that I just listened to. And, yep. So why don't you shoot me the rest of that phone number and I'll follow up on it.
I'm sorry, we can't.
Yeah. Well, if you pick anything up, you know. If you think I'm right, let me know.
I'm not picking up anything. Dennis, are you picking up anything on that drop call?
No.
No, I didn't. No.
Okay.
So just be persistent. Let them know you're not going to back down, and everything will work out.
Thank you so much.
Very well,
you're
appreciate
welcome.
That because I love my dog. I went a long time without one, and the neighbors poisoned my son's dog several years ago. They were getting in the house. It's been going on a long time. I just didn't realize it.
Maybe you should change your locks.
I have. They just changed them again real quick. They locked me out the other day. Because the lock was changed.
Mm, okay.
They just do stuff to, you know, I guess it's called gaslighting. I never heard of it, but there was a PI who said that corporations spend millions trying to drive people crazy or discrediting them.
I'm sorry you're going through all of this, and all I can offer up is my prayers that everything works out for you.
Well,
yeah,
that's great.
Too.
I mean, your prayers are, you know, powerful. So I appreciate it, ladies.
Yes, definitely. We'll put
and
you on our prayer list.
Thank you for the, because I don't want her in a cage. So I'll check with friends.
All right.
Okay.
You do that. Have a great
week. Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, Lennis, I think we have time for one more call. That's area code 856. You're live on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hi. This is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Terrific. Fantabulous.
Well, I'm still trying to get my house, but in order to do that, I need a job. So I just recently lost my job. So I'm wondering if you're picking up when or what kind of job I'll be getting anytime soon.
Mm. You know what? This may sound funny. I saw plumbing.
Plumbing?
Why am I saying plumbing? Yeah.
My dad was a plumber.
Oh, okay. I'm picking up plumbing. Have you thought about working for a company that does
no.
plumbing repairs
I don't know
or anything like
about
that?
Plumbing? No.
Okay. Well,
no,
that's
I
what I picked
pick
up.
That up because my dad was a plumber.
But you've never thought about working for a company that does plumbing?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's what I picked up. I don't know. Miss Nina, what did you pick up?
I'm not picking up very much. I'm picking up the job market is tight right now is what I'm picking up.
Okay.
And what okay. also, don't be, because of the market right now, whatever you find and whatever is given to you, take it for now. You'll have more choices later in the fall.
Oh, there you
okay.
go.
Thank you.
There you go. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome,
bye.
Laura. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today on Psychic Readings with Lennis and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're going to give a quick lineup so y'all know what's going on. Our sister station, Levitating Mindsets, is Miss Nina. So I'm going to have her give the schedule for that, and then I'll give you my schedule, and then we'll close it out. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
All right. Tomorrow evening on Levitating Mindsets Network, we have Passage to Empowerment. And we're going to have Lennis and a friend, Holly, on with us. And we are going to be talking about ghosts, spirits, and angels, and how knowing that someone that has passed to the other side is near empowers you. So I'm really looking forward to this show. It should be very entertaining. We're all going to be talking about our own experiences with ghosts and spirits and angels. So stay tuned to that at 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. On Tuesday will be the
great
final night.
Show.
Yeah, it should be a wonderful, wonderful show. But Tuesday is Levitating Mindsets Book Club, and we are finishing up the last chapters of To Kill a Mockingbird. So that, again, is at 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Tuesday. Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, and also Tuesday, I'm on Spreaker.com, and it's called The Gail Bocelli Show, and it's mainly music, different artists that I feature throughout the month of June. And then on Wednesday, that's at 5 to 7 p.m., I'm sorry, on Spreaker.com. And then on Wednesday, in the studio, now that is on Blog Talk Radio, and I talk about entertainment news, what's the hot topic, what's going on this week that everybody's talking about around the water cooler, and also a little music, but it's mainly a talk show. And then Friday is Friday Traffic Jams, and that's music for 2 hours. So when you leave work on the way home, you can listen by phone on Spreaker.com, or if you're at work, going to the Internet and pull up Spreaker.com, type in Friday Traffic Jams, and I'm going to get you home with a smile on your face and love in your heart, and maybe a little snap with your fingers. All righty, and that's it. We're so glad that you joined us today. I hope you'll be back next Sunday with us on Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Nina on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Remember, we're on at 3 p.m. to 4:30, and I'll let Miss Nina close us out. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
I'm doing it.
And thank you, Miss Nina, as always. She's our psychic on duty with me, Reiki master and teacher. And, just great. I just love Miss Nina. She's always here to help me. Well, she's the manager of the network, so what can I say? Thank you, everybody, from the Philippines, Australia, Dubai, and England for listening to the show today. You're always welcome. And, of course, the people across the United States. So we will see you next Sunday at 3.